Well, hello people. Solo Man, there, here, he's everywhere. Now this is going to be a very strange video. And why? Because I've had too many beers. Gone over my quota such. But I've had a few comments on my sites about the earth being flat. Not too many. But they come on and kind of try to convince me that the earth is flat. And that NASA and all the big sort of institutions and everything have been lying. And they have all these sort of facts and figures that they reel off. But to be frank, they don't make any sense. But I always ask the question, of what purpose are they lying to us? And to be quite honest, to me, it doesn't make any difference if the Earth is round or flat. I still have to live on the planet, whether it's flat or round. To be quite honest, it doesn't affect my life in any way, really. Now, I haven't been on a plane or a sort of plane that you can go outside the atmosphere to actually look at planet Earth. But to me, it looks kind of round. But even if it isn't, it doesn't make any difference to me. But why would they lie to us for so long? What is the reason they're lying to us for? And these people who are members of the Flat Earth Society, and there is one, don't just go on some place and say, I'm a flat earther. No, they try to persuade you to believe the earth is flat too. And there may very well be people out there listening to this who are flat earthers. But please don't try and persuade me. Because I believe the earth is square. That's right, I'm a square earther. And now I did tell you this would be a strange video. And of course the other one is, did we actually land on the moon or was it all fake? Well, once again, it doesn't really matter to me and I don't really care. And once again, the question is, why would they create such an elaborate hoax? And of course, the aliens have completely taken control of the Earth many, many years ago, and they fly in and out of the North Pole. If nothing else that I've learnt, you can't believe anything you hear. The only proof I will accept is my own eyes and ears. By the way, I'm trying a new beer. It's a Moretti. That's Italian, you know. And of course, the proof in a good beer is it tastes okay, but it's the next morning that it counts, right? So I'll let you know tomorrow. You take it easy. Hey, Charlie, give me another Moretti.
Sorry, boss. You've had too many.
How dare you? You work for me. You do what I tell you.
I am, boss. You said if you had too many to cut you off.
Well, now I'm changing the rules, okay?
You told me you might do that, and to stay firm. So no more Moretti for you.
Well, Frank, I guess you're the new bartender.
Oh, shit.
And I'll have a Moretti right now.
Yes, boss. Straight away.
The pressures of running a business. No wonder I drink.